Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Drag Me to Brunch. This is it, your second chance today to get yourself in with the 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch. This hour's code word is catch. C-A-T-C-H. Catch. Catch is this hour's code word. Text it to our contest line, 20357. You get those tickets and you'll be in the running for the grand prize, which includes a weekend stay at the WSF, of course, the brunch as well, and a 4-pack of tickets to the Napa Valley Wine Train, courtesy of WSF, Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. This hour's code word is catch, and 20357 is always the contest number. We're doing this every day, every hour through 6:05, so right through Mason's show, and Janie's show in the afternoon. Bay Area Recycling Outreach Coalition bringing you this part of the Sarah and Vinny Show. Across the Bay, food and plant trimmings collected at the curb create compost that helps local farmers grow our food. Help make healthy compost by keeping plastic out. Make sure you separate that out. The Vinny Lookalike Fun is ongoing. People are sending pictures to the Alice973 Instagram via direct message, and Bob is combing through that, finding good ones. So please continue to send Vinny lookalike photos. If people are like always stopping you going, are you Vinny? Are you Vinny? We need to see your mug.
We're into it.
Thanks to Bob and her post with me next to Patrick Swayze. Someone wrote in and said, I'll never not think of Patrick Swayze now when I see you.
Oh.
That's great.
Well, I mean, your bodies are so similar.
I know.
One time I actually was holding it down pretty good. Mm. I have since lost it all.
Yeah. That's a thirst trap photo if I've ever seen one, though.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but I definitely used to.
Is that a post on our page?
It was a story.
Maybe we should make that a full on
post. No, I don't think we should.
Go back and review that. I feel like everyone needs to see that one.
There's plenty of time.
A lot of work went into that.
Did a lot? What do you know about it?
I don't know. I mean, it seemed like a lot of work.
Well, you know where I got it.
Where's that?
Vinny's Instagram.
Right.
So I was plowing through there looking for good content. Most of the funny throwback pictures were of you, though. So I got some of those in the can. Well, but
of me?
Yeah.
All right. This is good to know. I'm glad to hear that.
Everybody, please send more pictures of yourself looking like Vinny to the DM the Alice973 Instagram. We were just alerted to the R. Kelly situation, and it is a situation.
Okay.
Like, this is not just this guy OD'd in prison. This is a deep plot. To take him out.
Okay.
R. Kelly hospitalized after prison overdose, alleged murder plot, lawyers say. They're trying to get him out of jail, guys. So, here's a little summary. R. Kelly's legal team has filed an emergency motion seeking his immediate release or transfer to home confinement. I don't think he's due for release. Like, somebody, even if somebody did try to kill him, you don't get released for that. Here's what they're citing. These are their allegations. He was allegedly violently overdosed on anxiety and sleep medications by prison staff. He's at a place called FCI Butner in North Carolina. And they say that this happened on Friday the 13th, and he was sent to Duke University Hospital unconscious. He faces a murder for hire conspiracy orchestrated by prison officials and a white supremacist gang member per some sworn declaration from an Aryan Brotherhood inmate. The federal prosecutors say this is deeply unserious, that's a quote, fanciful and repugnant, stating that the court lacks authority to grant any kind of release. This guy stays in prison. They argued that allowing such claims would set a dangerous judicial precedent where any inmate could claim imminent harm and demand freedom. There is going to be a hearing on Friday to address the motion and determine whether R. Kelly could be moved or confined at home. Please no.
Is the stuff that I know about him from a Netflix special?
Yes. There was like a Netflix.
Wasn't there a thing?
I don't know if it was Netflix, but yeah, there was a
could
whole.
Could have been a Tombs of.
Like he's a guy series. Who hung outside the high school as a grown man.
And had, can't read, and had people booking cross state line flights for all these chicks he was wrangling, all of whom were super young.
Well, and then he just became, the parents were like, my kid is kidnapped in there.
Right. Yes. Remember that? They were trying to like get them out.
Yeah, they were like kept somewhere. They were kept.
And they had they to like, to there leave. Were all these rules he had about even just like peeing and what they could eat and where. And yeah, it was bad. He is currently serving a 31-year total federal sentence, 30 years for racketeering and sex trafficking, and an additional 1 year tied to a Chicago conviction, which they don't specify what that was here. And he's at this place in North Carolina, Butner. R. Kelly's making some pretty dramatic claims ranging from forced overdose to a death plot behind bars as part of his bid for release. I don't even know how long he's been in there. Is he 5 years in? I just, time is very warped. I thought it was pre-pandemic.
2022
though.
Is when he was convicted.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I would have thought pre-pandemic, but that's not that long ago.
Yeah. Well, you don't think about him much.
It's true.
He's in a cage every day.
Yep.
Convicted twice. In New York, he was convicted for 30 years. In 2021 and 2022, he was convicted in Chicago.
Okay.
Oh, boy. That's the 1 year that's tied to this whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Prosecutors are saying, this is, what do they say, grossly unserious? Hold on, let me find the quote. I thought that was the funniest part. Deeply unserious. Like, you can't be serious. You're asking for him to be released? Come on now. And they're not wrong, like, if you let him out because someone tried to kill him in prison, which I think is like a daily thing, everyone would want to get out. Yeah, I've also been, they've been trying to shiv me. So we'll find out more, I guess, after the Friday hearing, but I'll let you know if I see any more details about this. But thank you to the Alice listeners. A bunch of people texted in. Oh my God. All right, so some people keep weird pets. We all know that guy. You know, he's the guy that you just know if you went to his house, there'd be like 20 aquariums, those terrariums filled with all kinds of lizards and snakes. And he just looks like that guy. All things scaly. Probably has a couple birds in there, too.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Of that stuff.
And reptiles have a smell.
Like, I'm just not into it at all.
Yeah.
And I've had those friends in high school. The guy who had the rat, or the guy who had the snake, or the guy who had the bird, and they bring them everywhere
the
shoulder, they go. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, that's
it
one of those things.
It becomes their thing. Like, oh, I'm trying to have this as my trademark.
Yeah. Well, right. No thanks.
Yeah.
I'll be over there.
Mm-hmm.
Away from you and your thing.
You didn't want to hold it or play with it?
No.
Did it have a nice name or something?
I just don't like it. I'm not into it.
So I don't know if it's because some odd creature captures their heart when they see it, or just they want to show off with the thing on the shoulder.
I think you kind of nailed it. I think people are always looking for a thing.
Yeah.
Especially when you're young, your identity is like, what am I? Well, I'm goth. Mm. Or, oh, I'm a punk rocker.
Right.
Or I'm the lizard guy.
Yeah.
Check me out over here.
I saw this guy with a split tongue one time. I can't remember where I was, but he had split his tongue down the middle. So it was like a snake's tongue.
And this is recent because that's like a newer thing, right?
It was a while ago, but like, you know.
Not high school.
No, oh God, no. Me and you were working together at you know, some festival or other that I was at. And he was fully tatted and big gauge ears and like all kinds of hardware in his face and was flicking his tongue at people as though, wow, you know, I wish I could get with that guy. And I, all I could think of was like, that guy's got 20 aquariums at his house filled with just, you know, every manner of boa constrictors and giant spiders, whatever he's, you know, that's that guy. So anyway, celebrities with their weird pets. Here are 10 famous people or so. I don't know if we'll get to all of them, but who have unusual animal companions. Kristen Stewart grew up raising wolf hybrids, apparently. Now, I don't know if you can legally have a wolf, but there are definitely people who have those dogs and you're like, oh my God, they've got a wolf. Mm-hmm. In 2013, she had to go to court with a neighbor who was like, you can't have those. She had apparently two on her property. She says they're loyal, they're big, they're completely socialized, they're licensed, they're legal for me to have them, and I love them.
That's not that long ago.
No. What is it? 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, she's like in her 30s.
Right. So she's, but so well, she was a
person.
Her story is
place.
Crazy, isn't it? Remember that story? Like she left with the director.
Yeah.
And someone just followed them off to into off the exit, and then they went and made out, and it undid his marriage
and her relationship with Robert Pattinson.
And then it turns out she's not even straight to begin with.
Right. I think did she just marry a lady?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's married to Dylan Meyer.
Kirstie Alley is on this list. Before she died, she owned 14 lemurs, which I don't know what things are illegal and what aren't, but lemurs who are, they're so cute, but they don't seem like something that...
They're wild animals.
Right.
Like all of these things, they're wild animals.
I guess
they
did.
They want to eat you.
Have you eaten a lemur before?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't know. Don't.
You're not allowed to have that reaction. There's plenty of stuff we've asked you about, and you're like, oh, yeah, of course.
And a lot of people wrote in about the tongue tacos, too. They're like, they're delicious. You guys are nuts.
Well,
and it's not cheap, by the way. People wrote in and said, lingua is not cheap.
Oh.
It's not the cheap meat.
I just thought of, you know, what do I not want to buy at the butcher?
When you look at this guy, you're not like, well, that looks pretty good.
The lemur's so cute. Well, they're...
grill it.
I guess Kirstie used to do conservation work in Madagascar, which is where she started to have experiences with lemurs. I don't know where you would procure a lemur, let alone 14 of them.
They have full-on fingers.
Oh, yeah. They got those cute little... They look like a monkey raccoon, kind of.
Yeah, that's it.
And they've
it.
Got those big, exactly. those big staring eyes. They're really cute.
Monkey
like, they
raccoon.
Do look like they would be fun. I don't know if she, like, had a big outdoor holding... area for them.
And or do you think she just let them roam around the mansion?
Okay, doesn't that feel like that wouldn't have happened? Like you wouldn't let monkeys loose in your house?
I don't know. People start to get like, I give up.
I went to a monkey house once. Like they had a monkey and it ran around the house and you never knew what that thing was going to do. It was
Is
scary.
This in West Virginia?
This was when I lived in New York City.
Oh my God.
Out on Long Island. In New York?
How
really?
Big of a monkey are we talking about?
Like maybe... 12, 18 inches, you know,
things,
like a spider monkey.
Oh, a spider
like
monkey. What was the one on Friends?
That was a kombucha or something like that. I don't know.
Capuchin. That's the only one I can think of that's like small enough.
What
was
his
have...
name?
Franco.
Marcel.
Francois. Marcel.
He was
Marcel.
You have the right, first letter. Always.
It's a capuchin.
So, Kirstie Alley, lemurs. Salma Hayek.
Kombucha.
Not Cambuchin either, but close, so close. Salma Hayek adopted a rescue owl in 2019. This is actually a really sweet one. Her name is Caring, after a company that Salma's husband owns, because why not? She says, she's often on my head, on my shoulder, my arm. Sometimes when she's really close to me, I can feel her rubbing against me, which is very nice. I feel so blessed.
Very well done.
Thank you. That's my Salma Hayek.
I feel like she was here.
Close your eyes. It helps.
Now I got to go to that room.
Gross.
No, for some time alone.
It's solo time. I get it. I was like, with who? Paris Hilton. As you know, Paris Hilton, there's a lot of little dogs and stuff. But years ago, she got herself, they call it a rainforest mammal called a kinkajou. K-I-N-K-A-G-O-U.
Kinkajou. Oh.
Kinkajou.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. I felt like it sort of reminded me of the axolotl. Or what's the name
Axolotl?
Axolotl. Like the name of it reminded me of that.
That's when we were at the petroglyph. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
My daughter, after she did the fairy on a unicorn statue, she did an axolotl statue.
Well, they have an axolotl statue.
Axolotls are big right now, Sarah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry you don't know that. They're huge.
No, I only know about them because of you.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a made up thing.
No, they're big.
So this kinkajou, which I'm sure I'm butchering the name of, they remind me in a way of the lemur. Like they're
very lemur looking.
Yeah. Oh, here they are. Yeah. But they are lemur looking. They even have kind of a long tail. They're very like, you know, a weird little kind
What's
of
that guy's name?
Muskrat monkey, kinkajou.
Kinkajou.
Yeah.
All right.
In fact,
who has that?
Paris Hilton. Well, she doesn't have it anymore. Here's what happened. She named it Baby Love, and then it bit her. And then she had to get tetanus shots.
And so she had it killed?
Yes. Actually, at one point, she actually owned two of them.
It went to a farm, Vinny. Living its best life.
Leo DiCaprio bought a 10-year-old tortoise in 2010. There's no word here on whether or not he still has it, but they can live to be
forever.
Yeah, they will outlive you. You can buy them the day you're born and they'll outlive you. So this was in 2010. Tyga owned an actual tiger, even though they're illegal in California. So when the cops came after him, he gave it to an animal shelter, which we all know how that goes. Boy, those big cat shelters. They got kind of a bad name with the Tiger King.
Yeah, they did.
Ice-T had an actual shark tank in his home recording studio. That's apparently gone. He just has a regular aquarium now, but he had sharks. Tracy Morgan had to spend $400,000 on a 2,700-gallon tank for his giant Pacific octopus named Boyadette. Be cool to have an octopus, actually.
I like octopus.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage, where do you start? He's owned sharks, an octopus, a five-foot monitor lizard, two venomous albino king cobras named Moby and Sheba. He had them locked behind bulletproof glass and kept anti-venom handy. He once said, if they bite me, I have 15 minutes to live. And Vanilla Ice once owned a wallaroo, which is a cross between a wallaby and a kangaroo. He sent it to a farm in Florida. It got too big for his property. He was like, they're cute when they're little. Or you could just not have one at all.
A wallaroo, huh?
And now it's time to play a game.
Oh.
True or false, did these celebrities have these pets? There's some gimmies in here. There's some points for you guys. Oh, I was hoping for a little bit of game music. Mike Tyson once owned three Bengal tigers and used to wrestle with them in his backyard. True or false? Been
true.
Here first.
True.
True that.
Sounds true.
It is true. Ed Sheeran keeps a pair of raccoons named Elton and Bernie that he walks on leashes around his estate. True or false?
Who's this?
Ed Sheeran keeps a pair of raccoons named Elton and Bernie, which I guess is Elton John, Bernie Taupin, that he walks on leashes around his estate. True or false, Maddie, you're first.
They're nasty little animals. I'm going to say no.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to say no, too.
That no is the correct answer. Everybody gets a
point. The tigers and Mike Tyson, though, wouldn't you be like, someone rescue the tigers?
Yes, definitely. He will choke them out.
He's a dangerous dude.
Megan Fox had a Vietnamese pot-bellied pig named Piggy Smalls, but had to give it away when it became aggressive. Megan Fox had a Vietnamese pot-bellied pig named Piggy Smalls. Gave it away when it came aggressive.
Who's up?
I think that's true.
Bob is first.
I will say that's true, too.
I'm going with the crowd and saying true.
That is true. By the way, Vinny, you lead because you have that one extra point for the $50 for the Pedro Pascal lookalike contest.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Forgot to mention that. Shia LaBeouf adopted a giant African snail during a method acting phase for a role that never got made. Shia LaBeouf has a giant African snail. And Vinny, this one's to you.
Oh, this guy's such a douchebag. I am going to say that's true.
Maddie?
I'll say false.
I'm going false.
False is the correct answer. We are tied at fours, all you guys. Reese Witherspoon had pet donkeys named Honky and Tonky Donkey on her property in Ojai. I think this is Bob first.
Ojai? True.
Okay.
False.
True.
It's true. Lady Gaga used to travel with a live peacock named Grigio, who had its own custom Louis Vuitton carrier. Vinny, this is you.
That's a no.
Yeah, no way.
I don't think so.
Nope, that's correct. No, yes, you guys are right. Oh, it is okay. Not true. It?
Yeah,
it
no, and no, that's correct.
What? Yeah, no is the correct answer. Slash from Guns N' Roses kept a mountain lion named Curtis in his backyard in the 1990s. Slash from Guns N' Roses kept a mountain lion named Curtis out back in the 90s. And Maddie, this is you.
I'm going to say true.
False.
I know him to be a big reptile snake guy. I don't know about this. I'm going to say that's a no on the mountain lion.
It's false. Bob has just pulled into the lead. She's got 7 and you guys have 6 apiece. Tori Spelling once revealed she owned a silky chicken named Coco that wore custom tutus. And I think this is Vinny.
It's me. True. Oh,
okay, it's Maddie.
Who was it?
Tori Spelling.
Has what?
Has a silky chicken named Coco that wore custom tutus. And Maddie, you said what?
True.
Okay.
True.
False.
It's true.
What's a silky chicken?
I guess it's a chicken with silky feathers.
Yeah.
They're kind of fluffy.
They're kind of fluffy looking.
Justin Bieber illegally owned a capuchin monkey named Mally who was confiscated in Germany. Is it Bob? Bob first?
False.
True.
True.
It is true, and that ties Bob and Maddie up. Here we go. You guys have to pick different things, and Maddie gets to go first. Oprah Winfrey owns a miniature giraffe that lives in a custom-built indoor barn with heating and chandeliers.
False.
I don't think that's true. Do I have to say it's
true? You have to say it's true.
It's true!
I'm sorry, Maddie has won the show!
The whole show?
That's yeah, it. Won the whole show, everybody. Yeah. Just go home.
Maddie. All right. He's on the show. There's Maddie. Couple quick texts. And please, for the love of God, don't keep wild animals as pets.
No.
Andrea Oakland Radio.
Yes.
415 says, owning exotics is so cruel. Once you get found out or can't care for the animal, they end up at these exploitative rescues. Humans are the worst.
That is true. Humans are really the worst. Are. We really are bad. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Patriotic states, safe countries in the world, and a new dad after these.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Marin County Fair. Get ready for a bug-tastic time at the Marin County Fair, July 2nd through the 6th in San Rafael. From pig races to free carnival rides, nightly fireworks, and live music with TLC.
Sweet.
Brooke Eden and more. Plus the Be So Fly Music Fest on the 4th of July. Tickets at marinfair.org. That's marinfair.org. Beautiful summer day outside our window right now.
Yeah, it looks really
good. I know
good.
We're officially a few days away from, you know, actual summer, but it's looking good out there.
Yeah, longest day of the year, Saturday?
Yeah.
I love it this time of year when it's like barely 5 o'clock and it's already light out. Oh, I love
it. Oh,
that.
In the morning, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, I like that too. But I do not like the 9 o'clock sunshine. PM, I mean.
Yeah. I like it on the weekends, but I'm not a fan of it on a Monday night.
One of these days, I'm going to grow up and mature and just realize, what? Like, I don't need to be so excited about doing a radio show tomorrow. You know what you should do? Relax. You've been doing it 30 years.
It'll be fine.
You're going to be better off if you just go to sleep.
Yeah.
And instead of being all, oh, this is going to be so cool. I can't wait to get in there tomorrow. That's going to be great.
Oh, I'm going to sit here shivering about
it. I guess
it all
I'll
night.
Just be wide awake. Why not? I'm all amped up. Let's go. And by the way, Bob.
What does she do now?
Well, it's what I did.
Oh,
I picked up my oatmeal and yogurt. Did you see what I did?
Those guys go from Studio 10. They're like, oh, Vinny just spilled something all over the floor. Bob goes, grabs her phone, runs out.
I'm
like, oh, she's so, that's the right instinct.
Yeah, that's the right.
So is that
that's
up
great.
Now on the Sarah and Vinny?
I'm gonna put it on our story, on the Alice story.
Right.
Oh, super.
Perfect.
It's one of those moments where you go, you know why I don't eat in the studio? Because this could happen, except there's nowhere else to eat in this building.
Well, there is a lunchroom around the corner.
I can't get to that and get back here. And you know what happens when I leave my stuff? Someone throws it away.
Mm.
Oh, this is disgusting. Gotta get rid of this. So, yes, I yogurted and oatmealed the studio. I have one of those bento box little things.
Yeah.
There's a little Greek yogurt in there and a little bit of oatmeal. And some handfuls of it went flying when I dropped the box.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. It does suck when you're ready to eat something. And
it's not even that I wanted to eat it. It's that it's on the carpet in the studio.
Yeah. Great. I'm sure it'll smell better tomorrow.
And all the days after.
Maybe we should leave a note that says something like, we need to steam clean this carpet in here.
You did a good job. It looks nice.
Yeah, you were down there for quite a while.
Yeah,
that looked like a lot of work.
You know what I really wanted was someone to pull out video and catch me down in my fort.
Good, because we did
I
do
know,
that.
I know. Yeah. That's what was really, I was like, you know what? It'll be great. I should have just told you, you know, before I went down there, like, this is going to be fun. Watch me clean
now,
stuff.
Everybody's got the view that I had when I first walked in this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get my ass in the shot?
You'll have to wait and see.
Oh, boy.
Check out the Instagram.
Well done.
She's good at that.
Yeah, she's really good. I'm a fan. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that the Golden State Valkyries play the Dallas Wings tonight, 5 p.m. tip time. Go Valkyries!
Go Valkyries.
Okay, so I got a bunch of different stuff. I'm just going to start rolling through it. The 4th of July is coming up, and this is when Americans across the country will show their patriotism by blowing stuff up.
Woo!
Getting
losing a
ripped.
Finger or two.
Yeah, you lose a finger, get ripped, you know, all the stuff.
Yeah, hot dogs and hamburgers.
And 20 beers. We actually have a really cool parade in my town, and it is truly something I look forward
That's
to.
So sweet.
Every 4th.
Yeah.
And we go out there and we sit down and we see all our friends and neighbors and the parade comes through and they're smart. They throw candy for the kids. And so the kids are completely into it. Because, you know, candy.
They weren't throwing candy when we were kids.
Nope.
What?
No.
You didn't get candy when you were kids?
No. Absolutely not.
At the 4th of July parade?
Any candy.
We didn't even have a parade where I lived growing up, but we did have big block parties, like big ones. And you sort of got in on all the fireworks because everyone was doing them all up and down the streets. So it was cool.
Kids would get a little sparkler they could
run whatever.
With.
And you write your name in the air, like can you? Is it Vince? Yes! How'd you know? I don't know. Same thing you wrote last year and the year before
that. Also, I know your name.
Yeah.
You're the loudest kid on the block.
The annual study on 4th of July ranks the most patriotic states in America by looking at 13 different factors like voting rates, how many veterans and active members of the military there are, jury duty participation, civic education, and how many people volunteer for things like AmeriCorps.
Oh, all right.
This year, the 10 most patriotic, the most patriotic state, Virginia.
Oh, my. Well, it's right there by D.C., so I guess that makes sense.
That's got to really steam you up, though, right?
Yeah.
And you know what's funny?
Stupid East Virginia.
On the worst or least patriotic states, West Virginia's in the top. Yeah.
No way.
It's down there at the bottom.
Every house has a flag in West Virginia outside of it.
Are you sure about that? Because they came in very low on the list.
Well, we don't do all the other stuff, though. Jury duty, all that kind of stuff.
Arkansas, New York is on the list of
most or least?
Least patriotic places.
Arkansas. Surprised.
Arkansas, yeah. So anyway, the most patriotic states, Virginia, Montana, Vermont, Colorado, Oregon. Oregon. Washington, North Dakota, Maryland, Minnesota, and New Hampshire.
Oh. Well, New Hampshire is really proud because I think they're one of the first primaries. So they are, like, that's always been a thing. Like, everybody in New Hampshire is like very politically minded.
Yeah, every like little cafe you go into, there's pictures of politicians who have been through and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. California was the 11th least patriotic, and it's the most populous state. So they say here it didn't do very well. But, you know.
Can't win them all.
Well, California's, we're watching it right now. California voted Democrat and, you know, Kamala won the state. But now all you listen to is how incredibly dissatisfied Californians are with the winner of the election.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you go to Facebook and you just go, holy Toledo.
I want to go somewhere else.
This is not a safe place. No. And I voted for Kamala. Mm. And I'm like, yikes. Heavy.
Mm, it is.
Heavy times on the Facebook.
Heavy times, period.
Zoo Miami gave a Father's Day shout out to one of its residents this weekend. Goliath is a 500-pound Galapagos tortoise who became a first-time dad this month at 135 years old.
Wow. Does he know he's a father?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if they care.
If
they participate or not.
That are those the ones that bury that where the little babies are trying to get their way? Tortoise, you said. So yeah, they're not sea turtles, right? Okay, got it. Just clearing it up.
I don't know. My brother had one of those though.
Oh, and, which brother?
Nick.
Oh,
I think he still has it, but it's one of those where it disappears and they have to go looking, and then it turns up 2 weeks later, a mile away.
Oh boy, just. Working
and,
its
you know,
way.
He puts signs everywhere, and you have to. Then I finally get it back, and it's like, dude, what are you doing? Mm. This is where the free food is.
Right.
Just stay in your yard.
Yeah. Wants to wander. Maybe a hare challenged it to a race, and it was. Sorry.
Where's her drum hit?
Oh,
I mean, come on! Did you hear that?
I was trying to get back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hummingbirds are so cute.
Yes. So cute.
But that thing that you have out there that feeds them, you might be killing them and you don't even realize it.
I've heard that. It attracts them, so now you get to look at it, but it's not good for them.
Vox just did a big article on how the hummingbird feeder in your yard might be poisoning them.
Poisoning them?
The short version is that you got to clean that thing more often if you really want to have that out there for them.
Yeah, because it's just sugar water, really. And apparently it can get like these massive bacterial blooms because it heats up in the sun and stuff.
Look at you. You know about this already. Why didn't you tell us this story?
I stopped doing the feeders because I would take it apart to put more stuff in it. And it would be like just caked with like black mold.
Gucky.
So gross.
Super gross.
And I've also heard that not only can that be a problem for them, but they can become dependent on it. And then now you have all these hummingbirds, and if you don't keep it up, now they're starving to death.
Well, but if you're a good little dealer, then yes. you do keep it up, and you enjoy your birds because they come around for their food.
It is true. People who love that and are good at keeping it nice and clean.
So that's what it comes down to, they say, is you've got to clean those things. It's fairly common
they're
for those
too.
Dirty feeders to make them sick. So clean your feeder or don't even have one.
Right.
Be responsible like Sarah and quit.
I quit. But I did put a bunch of plants into my yard that are good for hummingbirds and butterflies and stuff.
If you wouldn't leave your drink sitting out in the sun for 3 days and then drink it, don't do it to hummingbirds, they say. All right. That got icy. Yikes. Just
Hummingbird Association of
feed
America.
Some birds. I didn't know. Top 10 daily interactions that can make you sick of other people. Oh. I've had it up to here.
Enough of that guy.
Enough.
What is it?
Here are some of the things. Okay. When someone wants to show you something on their phone.
Oh my God, I hate that.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Why?
You know, I don't actually hate it. But what I do hate is when people are in a big conversation and it's a party happening and then someone pulls out their phone. And then everyone either has to like pass it around or gather around this video that they got to show you. Like that is, I just feel like put your phone away. You're in a party. Stop it. I find that very annoying.
Group video calls, especially if it's a work call. Oh, I mean, listen.
Sometimes you got to do it.
You got to do what you got to do.
It can be annoying though. I got used to it. We were on Zoom together for 4 years during the pandemic.
Was it that long?
3.5 years.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah.
I just, you do what you got to do. I didn't
mind it.
I don't like it or hate it. I just went, all right, this is how we're living.
It's what we're doing.
It's really weird though now when I see pictures of people who are, they posted photos of themselves in a mask.
Yes.
If you look back at that, it just seems so dumb. Like, especially if you're outside, it's like, you're outside and you posted a picture of you, your face in it. Mm. And believe me, I was wearing a mask too.
Of course, right.
But it's dumb. A dumb moment in our world history that everyone has 2 years of photos with their
right.
face mask on.
I have lots of face masks still at my house. So next time this happens, I'm ready. No. Just saying.
What are you doing?
Well, we're all ready now. We all know what to do. Doesn't everyone here have some masks at their house? Somewhere.
I do. I actually, in the junk drawer. In the junk drawer at the beach, there's like a pack of.
Yeah, a stack of masks.
Yeah. Office gossip, unsolicited advice. You know what you should do? These are interactions that make you sick of other people. Talking to a stranger, like maybe you get caught in a conversation with someone you don't know and don't care to know. But they never stop talking.
Mm. John was so mad. I was talking to this guy on Saturday night.
You're flirting with him?
I really wasn't. We were sitting on the backs of these chairs. We were at a Pink Floyd tribute band show called Pete Floyd. Yeah, it was good.
It's great.
It was really good. But I'm sitting next to, and they open with like a couple really obscure songs. I'm like, oh my God, they're playing Dogs. And it's the second song they're playing. So I was like, oh.
Pete Floyd.
So I'm watching them. And there's this guy that I don't know sitting next to me, and he's like just drumming on his legs, but he's hitting every beat. I go, oh, are you a drummer? And he's like, yeah, I am a drag. And we just got to talking a little bit, as much as you can do at a big loud rock show. Right. And John was so mad about it later. He was just like, you were just talking to him all night and you put your hand on his arm and blah. I'm like, it's nice that you still get jealous, dear.
That's cute.
The guy's like 30. Like, I'm sure that the grandma who put her hand on his arm was a real charge for him.
Well, you're pretty hot. You don't think that kid was like, yeah, I'd do her.
And I don't think that. We had John, a very friendly, he was telling me
John's
about his
wife.
John's
told you 20 times, like, you know, guys will do anyone.
Yeah, well, this guy didn't seem to want to. Too bad for me, I guess.
He told you about his wife?
Yeah, he was telling me about his wife. He goes, oh yeah, my wife, she wanted to come, but I decided to go with my brother, because whatever, they have kids or something.
You guys talked all night.
We were talking.
And John got jelly.
John was so jelly.
That
I loved it.
Funny.
It was funny, because it was kind of unexpected. He was just ragging on me on the way home. I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
I know.
That's kind of nice.
Had you been drinking?
Nice. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we rode our bikes.
Well, no, the curiosity is that when you have some drinks.
Don't worry, we were safe.
No. When you have some drinks, you do get a little, you know, boisterous. And
yeah, yeah.
I remember a certain casino we were at where the guy was like,
please stop hitting me.
Don't hit me anymore. And we were at first, we thought he was kidding because, you know, it seemed like everyone was having fun.
Right.
And then he goes, all right, I'm going to leave. Got up and left. And we went, oh my God.
What were you doing to him?
I was, you know, just giving like, oh, yay for you. And
yeah,
him
good
a little
job.
Sitting
good
at
job.
The same table.
Like
at the
hitting
same
table. And hitting yeah. him and, you know, she'd had some drinks.
Well, some people don't like to be touched.
Yeah. He did not want to. But it was so exciting and I didn't care. So sorry
well,
about it.
Couple drinks.
Sorry about it, mister.
Feeling no pain.
That was me.
Dealing with customer service on the phone, too much awkward small talk, and being interrupted or talked over are the things that can push us over the edge. So,
all of those things can be annoying.
Daily interactions that make you sick of other people.
Well, that's when alone time comes in. That's when that our alone time room is handy.
You know, one of the things, because I drive so much, it's one of the things is when I find myself going, I just need a second to whatever it is. And you realize there's someone behind you at all times wishing you'd hurry up. It doesn't matter. Like if you just even slow down for a second to just go, wait a minute, do I have the thing I need or whatever it is? There's someone on your ass going, dude,
trying to get somewhere. Yep.
The roads. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let me tell you about the 80s, said Clarkie as she hit on the 30-year-old.
Oh my
she
God.
Wasn't hitting on him.
I wasn't hitting on him.
But that's nice that John was, you know.
It was funny. The next day, he was still razzing me. But
he was?
Yeah. I guess he liked getting a rise out of me.
Oh, well, did it?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it was... He wasn't like going to break up with me or anything.
No, I mean, I'm sure.
It was, you know. He goes, oh, why don't you tell that to your 30-year-old boyfriend? Like, maybe I will. Let me see if I still have his number.
Oh my God, I'm a hairdresser and this is my life every damn day. I don't know which part. That guys are hitting on you every day? Hairdresser? Oh,
you know what you should do?
Oh.
Maybe that's it. Like all the things from that list of annoying daily interactions.
Poor guitar, John. What this man does for her, he deserves a Marianne Hall pass. Yeah, he does. He kind of does. Don't you think?
I do stuff for him, too. I did all his laundry yesterday.
You do his laundry?
I do the laundry. That's one of my jobs. He does the trash. I do the laundry. We cook and clean together. Mostly he cooks. Mostly I clean.
Oh. You clean?
Yeah, I clean the kitchen.
Oh. After every night, after dinner, you clean?
Yep.
Oh.
Well, and also I make him a sandwich every day for lunch.
Do you?
Yesterday we had roast beef with arugula, tomato, and
horseradish.
Oh, that
sounds pretty good. No cheese?
No cheese.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You don't need cheese. You don't even taste it. Just 100 extra calories.
California comes in at least 11th due to all the HOAs that won't let you fly your flag.
Oh.
HOAs are a thing.
They are. The HOAs have anything to say about whether or not you fly a flag at your
house? Every single thing. They can. And that's the problem is there, like I was on, I have an HOA at the apartment that I own and I was, you know, I was on the HOA.
Yes.
And to me, I was like, what do you want to do? Oh, that? Yeah, you should do that. Like green light at all. What do you, you live here.
Yeah.
You pay the fees.
Yes.
You want to put a chair in your front yard so you can sit down and take in the sun. Why wouldn't you?
Right. And then the other people on the HOA said, no.
Well, they were like,
it's a slippery slope.
Well, everyone's going to want to do that. And I said, well, then everyone should do that.
Yeah.
I'm the president. It's done.
Oh,
let
does everyone now have chairs out
front? No, because most people went, even if they put a chair out there, they went, I don't really want to sit out there all the time. Turns out, I'm going to move that chair back inside.
It's like a central courtyard there or something.
Yeah.
So it just feels like that is a place for lawn furniture. It,
you want to hang in front of your place. Why wouldn't you?
You're right. And it's actually neighborly.
It's neighborly. Exactly. That's the way I feel. But the HOA at my house that we live in as a family.
Yes.
Two people run that thing. We can't wrestle it away from them and they are living for it.
Oh.
And they are truly the people who walk by and go, I noticed that that may not be up to snuff there.
Do they have anything to say about your new house color?
No, but we had to clear the house color through them before it was approved and we could do it. Our house turned out great. I mean,
that's a good feeling.
A fresh coat of paint is needed sometimes, right?
Yep.
I just dropped my coffee and broke my straw, Vin. Gravity will always get you. Jess, San Mateo app. Yeah, God, that stuff went everywhere. And of course, someone had to film it.
Well.
And look at how happy she is about it.
Well, she was psyched. She saw, took one look, went, grabbed her phone and ran into the other studio. I'm like, oh my goodness. She really loves to videotape things.
Wow, Vin, you sounded like Bonte Hill. Did he throw away your food? No, it was, look, it's just that we're all sharing a very small space.
Yes.
And normally I would eat right outside our door, but that's where sales lives.
Yep. There's desks all along the hall.
So Sarah has to put up with the smell and now the,
I don't mind the smell.
Rotting carpet because I fumble fingered it.
We'll put a note on the door. Please steam clean these carpets. Vinny was here.
What's coming up in the trash?
Drake, please stop. It's over, man.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.